You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Falls residents will see a major step towards the restoration of their healthcare access next week after over a year of having no hospital in the city. Aspirus Health officials and local community leaders will gather for a groundbreaking ceremony at the new Aspirus Health Hospital site on August 14th. The first phase of construction will see a 27,000-square-foot facility designed with further expansion in mind on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard. The new hospital is currently scheduled to begin operations as soon as the fall of 2026. Pierce County officials are reminding area residents to get out for the Pierce County Fair this weekend. The fair will be held from Thursday to Sunday at the county fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Parking for the event will be free, and admission ticket prices range from $3 to $17. Residents who attend the fair can see live music, farm animals, drone shows, and a demolition derby, as well as enjoying some carnival rides and other family-friendly events. More information about the fair and a full schedule of events is available on the Pierce County website. A Clear Lake woman has died as a result of the injuries she sustained in a recent St. Croix County crash. According to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office, 42-year-old Ashley Rosen was airlifted from the scene of the July 25th crash involving a semi-truck on County Trunk Highway G. She was taken to Regions Hospital in St. Paul, where she was pronounced deceased on Friday. The driver of the semi-truck was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a New Richmond hospital. The Sheriff's Office is still investigating the circumstances of the crash. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grant program. According to a press release, the agency will distribute a total of up to $200,000 in grant funding this year. The program aims to bolster the state's agricultural and food industries by helping local farms and businesses improve efficiency in processing, marketing, and distributing locally grown food products. Grant funding applications will be accepted until September 15th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again urging residents to be on the lookout for signs of spongy moth infestations on their trees. The invasive species has been spreading across the state over recent years, prompting treatment flights and trapping efforts in the western Wisconsin region. Trees that are infected by the spongy moths would show signs of drought and defoliation of their leaves, which the species eats during their larva stage. If residents do see signs of an infestation, they should contact the agency as soon as possible. A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled that private text messages and messages sent through private apps by public officials in the state can be released if they involve public business. The ruling stems from a lawsuit that accused former Natural Resources Board Chair Frederick Prenn of unlawfully withholding public records, including private text messages between him and then-Governor Scott Walker. The appeals court also ruled that the public officials can be held accountable for legal fees in cases where the court finds that the records should be released. The City of Eau Claire Plan Commission voted to approve a number of amendments to the Century Code update proposed by the City Council on Monday. Area residents have expressed opposition to a number of proposals in the Century Code update, specifically one ordinance regarding tree preservation requirements. Following the approval of the amendments, the City Council will hold another public hearing on the update on Monday night at 6 p.m. before voting on it. City officials are hoping to put the new Century Code into effect by October 1st. The Menominee City Council voted to approve the annexation and rezoning of land from the town of Red Cedar on Monday. The land sits between 650th and 690th Avenue north of I-94. The proposed developers for the land, Balloonist LLC, plan to build a data center there. Some area residents expressed strong opposition to the potential data center, citing health and property value concerns. City Council members stressed that Monday's actions were about acquiring and rezoning the land, not what will be developed on it. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the release of funding that had previously been withdrawn by the U.S. Department of Education following the filing of a multi-state lawsuit. According to a press release, the Trump administration froze the funding for six programs on June 30th. The multi-state coalition filed a lawsuit in July, arguing the move violated federal law and the constitutional separation of powers doctrine. This week, Attorney General Call announced that an estimated $72 million of funding for Wisconsin had been unfrozen. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging families to get their children up to date on vaccinations ahead of the school year. According to data from the previous school year, only about 86% of students in the state met the minimum vaccination requirements. The agency also reported the first confirmed measles cases of the year over the weekend, as kids are set to return to the classroom over the coming weeks. Health officials are urging families to get the MMR vaccine for their children to prevent further spread of the highly contagious virus. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for Game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
What's meniscus?
That was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sci-fi fans, in particular, those who are fans of the show Invasion, will be happy to know that Apple TV just dropped a trailer for Season 3. The show follows five people who deal with an alien invasion from around the world. According to Deadline, Season 3 drops Friday, August 22nd on Apple TV, with new episodes dropping Friday nights through October 24th. Sylvester Stallone has made a few great movies, but a lot of stories that have come out about him over the years are not so flattering. Years ago, Pamela Anderson alleged that Rambo offered her a Porsche and or a condo to be his number one girl. He supposedly did not deny there were other numbered girls and said, "You're in Hollywood now, honey." Cringe. Anderson says she rejected his offer and Stallone's reps say it never happened. Anderson is allegedly dating her Naked Gun co-star Liam Neeson, who only offered her an 88 Chevy Chevette and an efficiency apartment. She accepted. It must be love. How much is Leo DiCaprio worth? In the neighborhood of $30 to $50 million, according to Warner Brothers and Michael Mann. Mann has a finished script for Heat 2, his follow-up to his 1995 film Heat. Attached so far are actors Austin Butler and Adam Driver. Mann's ideal budget is $200 million, which Warner Brothers balked at. Mann did a revised budget for $170 million, and Warners told him they would like it to be even less expensive. Mann's solution, according to Hollywood Insider, is to sign Leonardo DiCaprio in hopes that it will get Warners to sign off on a higher budget. The original film was a hit and starred Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Val Kilmer, and Ashley Judd. The sequel will focus on tracking down Val Kilmer's character, who escaped in the first Heat. The film is not quite a lock to get made and is currently in the very early stages of pre-production. Actor Jonathan Joss was fatally shot outside his home after a fight with a neighbor in early June. Joss had played John Redcorn on King of the Hill since 1996 after the original voice actor who played Redcorn passed away. Redcorn was honored during the season 14 finale of the show Monday night. Zigfredo Alvarez was charged with first-degree murder after the shooting but was later released on a $200,000 bond. San Antonio police initially said the murder of Joss, who was gay, had nothing to do with his sexuality, but have since walked that back, saying that they spoke too soon and the investigation is ongoing. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus recently expressed sympathy to the San Antonio LGBTQ plus community over the loss of Joss and says the department is committed to pursuing every lead in the tragic case. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 80s. Some showers and storms possible this afternoon. A few storms tonight, lows around 68. Scattered storm possible on Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86. For Thursday night, partly cloudy and 69. Currently 69 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.